This is Queer City, where your mama warned you about. We're queer here, we're LGBT here.
Hello.
Never
it's Queer Night of Queer City. And you are welcome to this episode. Yeah, how was your weekend? Oh, my own weekend. It was a very nice one. Yeah. Started off my Friday, very nice. Went out with friends. And Saturday, I was home all day. Sunday, after church. Yeah, I went to see the premiere of We Don't Live Here Anymore, a movie by Tokoe Oshin in collaboration with the Initiative for Equal Rights. Yeah, which I'll be doing the review of that movie in this episode. Stay with us. Yeah, so welcome back, guys. So we're going to speak with Olumide Makonjola, the executive producer of We Don't Live Here Anymore. So guys, listen to the interview.
Okay.
Yeah, and you are?
Olumide Makonjola.
Yeah, you're the executive producer of We Don't Live Here Anymore.
Yes.
Tell us a little bit about the project.
I think the project, you know, I like to call out my project a labor of love. You know, I mean, I spoke to the director who happened to be my friend. And then I spoke to a couple of, you know, writer who happened to be my friend. And I'm like, you know what, let's do this. Like, let's do a film that people can connect to, you know. I think we need to expand the conversation. As much as I want to do jolly fellow queer movie, I think we need more stories that can actually speak to people's mind and people's thinking. That wherever you find yourself, however you find yourself, humanity is what one of the things you need to prioritize. But also, it also goes into to show how pressure, you know, for parents, for family, makes them decide what their children should do. You know, you see in the movie, you know, a mother being a little bit extra. You know, I don't want to give out a lot of information because I want people to go and see the movie online themselves. You know, you see the other parent who is a bit, you know, economically lower than the other parent. You see power playing out in the whole of the entire thing. You see power playing out in the whole of the entire thing. You see, you know, love, betrayal also playing out in the entire thing. Betrayal because of societal norm and expectation. And for me, that's one of the most important things. Just something that people can watch and get up and ask, what if it was my son? What if it was the mother? Will I treat somebody else's son like this? Will I treat my own son like this? Will I do this? Will I destroy somebody else's life just because I want to protect my own son, even though I know my son wasn't wrong? You know, all of that put together. And I think for me, that's one of the most important things I want people to see.
Okay, during the production of We Don't Live Here Anymore, what are the challenges?
I think the challenges first is also, you know, when you're casting for the actors, you know, when people say this kind of subject, people have a pushback. But I think we got one of the best hand of actors to actually come on board the project. People who understood what we wanted to do, who saw through what we wanted to do, who can understand what we wanted to do and how we wanted to do them. And they're committed. You know, I'm not sure whether I've been online. All the actors have been committed in pushing the movie. That shows you that people are changing, narrative is changing, people understanding what kind of role they can play with their public status. And I think that's one of the most important things that happened. I mean, it's the regular challenges you have in a production, you know, cut time slow, you know, delay with location manager, getting the kind of house that you want, getting the audio correctly. You know, post-production can be a hell, ensuring that the sound is good, ensuring that the music is good and all of that. So, yeah.
Yeah, and what would you say is your greatest achievement all through the production?
I think my greatest achievement of all through the production is the picture.
Oh.
The picture quality is amazing. You know, and this is the first feature film I am being part of, and this is the first feature film Tia is also being part of. So for me, it's one of my greatest, you know, achievements. It's one of the things I'm actually really proud about, that we did not just produce a movie, we produced a movie that can actually be shown anywhere. And I think that's the only reason why we, you know, Film House accepted to go on their platform. It means the quality, it means the standard, it means everything. Like, we're not just going to do a movie because we want to do a movie. We're going to do a movie that can actually meet other quality. Like, when people watch, as you're enjoying the story, you should enjoy the picture.
Oh, that's great. What would you say to movie producers out there?
Open your mind. Tell more stories. Comedy is important, but tell more human stories. Human stories is one of your biggest power. And that's how we begin to change reality and narrative. That's how we can control narrative.
Thank you so much, Tolumide.
Thank you.
So So guys, that was Olumide Makonjola, the executive producer of We Don't Live Here Anymore. We got to speak to one of the star actors in the movie, one of the main characters who played the role of Chidi. Let's listen to our interview.
I'm fine. Can we get to meet you?
My name is Timidai Akinboro. I'm an actor, one of the major cast of the film We Don't Live Here Anymore.
Great! I remember you when Fastisili said, Chidi is a boy, right?
Yes.
I'm like, okay, who is this person? Because in the whole of the whole movie, you got a nice control of everything. When you heard about We Don't Live Here Anymore, what did you think about the project?
Actually, when I got the script, I was like, wow. Like, first of all, it was an amazing story. I love the story. I'm always attracted to a story that talks about societal issues, like especially issues like this. But I was kind of thinking, like, am I really ready to do this right now? I was thinking, is it going to have any effect on me and stuff? But at the end of the day, I'm glad I played the part, and I'm sure the movie is really going to go far.
Can you tell us a little bit about your role in the movie?
Okay, Chidi, I played the character of Chidi. Chidi was a boy who was trying to come to terms with his sexuality and his identity. You know, and it has to do with the societal pressures of being a gay person in the society. And, you know, everywhere he goes, people always lynch him in public, you know. He's not free around, you know, and it affected his education, it affected his family, people, and everyone around him. And, you know, but we're yet to see. I don't want to give too much away, but we're yet to see what the movie's about.
Nice talking to you, sir.
Thank you so much.
Enjoy.
Before the movie started, right, we had a lot of expectations. People came to the film house, IMAX Lucky, with different kind of expectations. Some wanted to see more, some wanted to hear a new story. Yeah, we got to speak to people. Let's hear what people expected out of the movie We Don't Live Here Anymore.
Can I get to meet you?
Okay, my name is Morrison.
Okay.
Yeah, and I work for Mobile Foundation for Health.
Oh, that's great. You're here to see We Don't Live Here Anymore, right?
Yes, yes, yes.
The movie, what are your expectations?
I just know it's going to be something that's going to be educative, something that will pass a very direct message to what, you know, Nigerians, especially the LGBT community, is facing right now. So I just want to see something that will put smiles on committee members' faces. Okay, I'm looking forward to, you know, see something that is very, very, very like.
That's great. I'm always saying enjoy your evening. And you are here for We Don't Live Here Anymore, right?
Yes, I do.
Oh, that's great. What do you expect to see in the movie?
Just kind of a different take on an LGBT story that takes place in Nigeria. And also the times in our media it's shown as really negative, so I'm just looking for like a more positive representation.
No, oh, that's great. Have you seen the trailer?
I haven't seen it actually.
Oh, that's great.
It's all new to me.
It's all new to you?
Yeah.
Okay, now, after seeing this movie, what do you think might be a turn off?
A turn off?
Yes.
I don't really know. I mean,
I know actually. How are you? Good. Okay, great.
Yeah, just I guess if it's not as positive of a representation as I was looking for.
You might just
okay. Yeah.
Okay, great. Thank you for your time.
Thank you. Okay.
And then they really came in. And yeah, we got an interview with him. Even though it was really, really raspy and somewhat rough due to the lot of people trying to get photographs, but listen to what we have.
Yes, can you give your view on We Don't Live Here Anymore?
Don't worry, I'll come and say it outside.
It's awesome.
It's too fabulous. I have no idea. I want to one.
Okay.
I don't know. I don't promise.
He's such a very, very hilarious person. Very, very hilarious.
Good acting for starters, you know. Good representation. I want to see the cast do justice to the characters they're playing. So that'll be really nice for me to see.
Okay, have you seen the trailer?
Yes, I have, but I'm not really sure I can remember what that was about. But yes, I have seen
it. You are
All that were before the movie began. And during the course of the movie, all sort of emotions were flying around. Yes, I cried at some point. Yeah, because I get to a point I personally could relate to the movie. I resonated with it. And let me just take you through what people felt like after seeing the movie.
Elicited a lot of emotion from
obviously everybody were glued to their seat. Nobody wanted the screen to go off. Everybody just wanted more, because at a point everyone could resonate with either of the characters. You could just get to identify yourself with any of the characters, and nobody just wanted the screens to go off. We had an opportunity to talk to some people after the movie, and they are what they feel about the movie.
I love the idea, I love the message that they're trying to pass across. I think it's high time we start speaking about this in Nigeria, about the gay community and how the society treats gay people or the LGBT community as well. So I really, really love why we live here. Or we don't live here anymore, sorry.
So I'm sure you all also want to see We Don't Live Here Anymore. It's so bad that it's not in the cinemas, but yet you could always see it globally wherever you are. Just go to myfilmhouse.com.ng. You could only stream it live there. Just go there, you would enjoy the movie. Till we see you next time. I love you all. Enjoy.
The podcast you just heard was published with Anchor. Got something you want to say to the creator of this show? Send them a voice message using the Anchor app, free for iOS and Android.